please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, and you made it. Congratulations. High five. There you go. You made it through Friday, or made it to Friday. Now we just got to make it through. By the way, that reminds me of a message. You know, God just doesn't lead you to something. He leads you through things here in this life. And so don't set up your tent in a place that God only meant you to pass through. So that one is free this morning. Don't worry about it. That's not included in my notes or anything like that. Just thought I'd pass that along. We want to say thank you today to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Dennis and Carla and their team travel all throughout Brevard County. They can handle the air conditioning. Although, have you felt that there's just been a little bit of a reprieve? I was walking outside the church on my way to get the mail the other day, and it's like, there it is. That's not the oppressive heat that we're used to feeling. It's on its way. Fall temperatures are on their way to match fall on the calendar. And so if you need your air conditioning unit serviced, you can give them a call, 321-632-9538. If you want to be proactive and make sure that your heater is working before the cool weather arrives. My joke is winter is on Tuesday this year, normally early of a morning. 321-632-9538 if you need your heater serviced. If you need an electrical issue taken care of, like I have had them out to my house and work on some things from time to time, 321-632-9538. They can handle all three of those systems. We'll get you up and running and take wonderful, wonderful care of you. 321-632-9538. If you would like someone to deal with your air conditioning, your heat or electrical, and someone that you can trust, give them a call at that number, 321-632-9538. So we're going to go to Revelation chapter 21. I think I said we were going to get there yesterday, and we didn't quite make it. But let me begin reading. Actually, I'm going to start reading at verse 1 simply because it's so good. Revelation chapter 21. I will tell you this before I read it. There are a lot of people who are terrified of reading the book of Revelation. They say, I don't understand it. Join the club. It's a great big club. Anybody who understands everything about Revelation, you know, they're farther along than I am. There are things that I accept that I don't understand, and I count on them. But you know, there are still some head scratchers in there. But I know that God doesn't lie, that God's got it all figured out, and so I trust Him with that. But there's blessings that come from studying the book of Revelation. You want those things. It's what gives us the confidence that when we get all said and done with this thing, God is still going to be on the throne. He was on the throne before the world began. He's going to be on the throne after the world is accomplished its purposes. And so I encourage you to embrace the book of Revelation, read it, study it, and look forward to the things that God has coming our way. Verse number 1, Revelation chapter 21. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city. The things that go through my mind when I read things in the Bible, and then things that other people are talking about, it makes me chuckle, not at the word of God, but chuckle at the folly of human thought. Verse number 2, then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. That's some pretty encouraging truth right there. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Those first four verses right there should bring great comfort and hope and encouragement. And so I pray that you'll go back and meditate on those things, study them, and allow the Spirit of the living God to bring that truth into your life. Verse number 5, then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Before I get too much further into this, I do want to remind you that this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30, we have evangelist Bob Fisher that is going to be with us. He's going to be ministering the Word of God. He's going to be praying for people, and we want to encourage you to come and participate in that and receive everything that God has for you. That's Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday night at 6:30 at Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. If you'd like more information, you can check our website, check out our Facebook ad or our Facebook page. You can call us at 321-454-4263, and we'll try and answer any questions that you may have. Here, all of this wonderful stuff. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. What a great promise. Going to wipe away every tear, no death, no sorrow, no weeping, no pain. And I think that in all of the times that I have read this, I don't think I've ever fixated as much on the word there, that in heaven there is going to be no more pain. We live in a society that is filled with pain and suffering. And I want to remind you today that the solution for that is not held by the devil. The solution is held by God. Eternity without God holds weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. It is pain. It is suffering. It is torment. But where the future that God has prepared for you is one that is pain-free, weeping-free, sorrow-free, no depression. There is no more death. There's no more weeping, no more crying. And it is a place of new beginnings. That's what it says. There was a new heaven and a new earth. God says, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. We're looking today at reasons not to lie. Reasons not to lie. So if you are one that is used to proclaiming things that is not true, your credibility is going to suffer. Therefore, your message is going to be compromised because people will not receive the things that you have to say because they do not believe you. Okay? So I proclaim the truth of God's word. There are things that I have avoided in my personal life because I didn't want to be compromised with trying to sell something that somebody might not receive the benefit from, and then them say, well, he lied to me about that product. He must be lying to me about Jesus. I don't want to do that. I want you to know Jesus is true. His word is true. I don't understand all of the intricacies and the inner workings and how he does. All I know is I trust him. I love him. He's faithful. He's true. And he is promising you and he's promising me a pain-free future when we're walking in relationship with him. This is the atmosphere that he is creating. Okay. You talk to me about getting to walk with God and experience a void of all of these heartache issues, all of these pain and suffering, all of the things about life that really stink out loud, to be quite honest with you. He says, that's the atmosphere that I'm creating. But it is not an atmosphere that everyone is going to be suited for. In order for us to live eternally, we have got to have God make us a new creation here on earth. That means that all our sins have to be cleansed and forgiven and washed away. We've got to allow him to renew our mind. We've got to allow him to make us a new creation that is suitable for this new eternity that he has prepared for his people. And that new creation, though our outward shell may look the same, it operates entirely differently than it did before. So there are some things that are not suitable for this new kingdom, and so they've got to be done away with. Okay? So when I share this list of things with you, please understand that doesn't mean that if you're in that condition currently that you're excluded from going to heaven. That's not what it means. Nor does it mean that you are stuck with future behavior that is going to match your current behavior. God forgives, but God also transforms. So he says in verse number 6, he said to me, it is done. It is done. I am the Alpha, the beginning, and the Omega, the end. The beginning and the end. I will also add, he's everything in between. He is not only the Lord of the launch. He is not only the Lord of the arrival. He is also the Lord of the process. He's Lord of the journey from step to step. He said, I will give of the fountain of the waters of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Okay? One text reads, I shall give him these things. And so I don't know about you, but I want the inheritance that God has for me. So verse number 8, but, okay, so there's this promise that for overcoming, that there's going to be a gift, an inheritance, that God is going to give to his children. But there are some who will not be able to participate. And in all honesty, they would be people who embrace and insist on having these following issues in their life. They would be miserable in heaven. When you reject the goodness and the grace of God to embrace these behaviors and lifestyles, which are really death styles that we're getting ready to talk about, you would be miserable in heaven. Okay? The first one might surprise you. The first one is not murdering. It's not murder, although that's in the list. The first one is the cowardly. Do you realize that when the children of Israel were to go out to battle, that the commanders were supposed to go around and say, okay, has anybody just got married? One of the other litmus tests that they had, is there anybody terrified? Is there anybody who's afraid? Is there anybody who refuses to go into battle with this omnipotent God who is going to bring about this glorious victory? You see, you and I cannot be governed by a spirit of fear. This cowardly aspect is an embracing of fear and elevating fear. Believers elevate faith. So there have been some things that have been presented to me throughout my life, where some people wanted to partner with me. And I'll be honest with you. One of the things was, in one of the cases was I wouldn't be able to function in a partnership with that. With that mindset, you and I have got to be equally yoked. And I believe that means as far as faith goes, we can both be believers. Okay. But my faith is more than just believing that Jesus is going to save my soul. My belief is that Jesus is going to help me in every aspect of my life. So when he says to do something, I'm not nearly as intimidated as I was when I was younger about refusing. Now, I told you that when the district called me, in November, it'll be 27 years since I got that phone call, that they said, we want you to go to Merit Assembly of God. They told me all about everything that they knew. It was more challenging than what even they knew. And I was getting ready to say, well, let me pray about it, when all of a sudden the spirit of faith arose in my heart and said, this is of me. You don't need to pray about this. I'm telling you right now. That doesn't mean that it was always easy. Having faith is to step out in faith, to live in faith, that doesn't mean that it's always going to be easy. It just means I trust the God who called me enough to believe that he's also the God who can get me to where he's called me to be. Okay. So don't let cowardice fill your life. Unbelieving. Again, here's a faith issue, you know, where one is governed by fear. This is a person who is governed by a refusal to believe. Trust me, there is ample evidence out there to support the word of God. There is more documentation authenticating the word of God than any other historical book by a long shot. And every time they do an archaeological dig, you know what they find? They find the archaeology supports the things that the Bible talks about. So I do not believe that it is a lack of, I believe it is a lack of implementation of the faith. God has given to every man a measure of faith. But we have to decide if we will employ that faith or if we are going to sideline it. It talks about doing things that are abominable. Now, my understanding of an abomination is this. An abomination is something that makes me nauseous. It is something that makes me sick. What sort of description could we put on abominable behavior? It is things that is so reprehensible that, you know, if it were possible for God to be sickened, it would be those things. It would be behavior that is that. I will tell you there is some interactions between demonic beings and humanity that is so heinous that God said, you know what? You all do not get to interact with human beings anymore. And it talks about in Jude that they are kept, that those angelic beings, fallen angelic beings, are kept in the darkest of darkness for all of eternity. They are isolated. You and I, we don't want to be living abominable lifestyles. Murderers, God is life. He is not death. He is pro-life. Okay? Sexually immoral. I actually had people say, does God really care about the people that I am, how do I say this on public radio? Sexually active with, let's just put it that way. The answer is yes. Because there are certain behaviors that are going to be, they're according to God's design, they're pleasing and acceptable in God's sight in the bonds of matrimony. But you can't get ahead of God, and you can't redefine things according to your terms. That's what the people of the land of Canaan were doing before the children of Israel came there after they got out of Egypt. They were doing horrific things, and it was creating a society that was filled with all sorts of sickness and disease. It goes on and it talks about sorcerers. Not all spiritual activity is the same. Okay? You and I are not called to resort to manipulation and demonic techniques. Sorcerers and fortune tellers and witches and all of that sort of stuff. That's not of God. I've heard people say, well, I'm a good witch. Well, no. You and I, we're called to hear from God. Okay? Idolaters. It lists them. Idolaters is anything that a person worships other than God. I like football. I do. I like it. I root for the Oklahoma Sooners. I root for the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I root for the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. I root for the UCF Knights. Sometimes I root for other teams. There are times that I don't ever root for another team, and I'm not going to name those because I don't want people, throwing eggs at me and all that sort of stuff. But I will tell you, there are some people that carry it way too far. That, listen, when you have a shrine in your house, you say, oh, I don't have a shrine. I just have it decorated just like my favorite football team. And I can't come to church on Sunday because that's when my favorite football team is playing. Listen, if there's anything so important in your life, I know, and I know I'm touching on a sacred cow here. You don't talk about college football in the Southeast. I mean, not if you want to live. So my daughter sent me a message and said, a person that does this, they probably don't even like Southeastern Conference football. And, when two teams played to a 6-3 tie and they were described, or a 6-3 win in overtime, and that was considered to be a great game, it didn't thrill me the way that Jesus does. So, but there's, I've got some things that have Green Bay Packers on them, which is my favorite NFL team. But it's not an object of worship. If they win, it's great. If they lose, they've lost before. And if they lose this week, they might win next week. It just is not that big of a deal. Here's the point I wanted to get to today. Along with all of that group of people, some would minimize others and maximize others. See, many people, whenever they want to redefine God's standard, they want to do it in a way that is biased towards them for their benefit. So they want to elevate other things and they want to minimize other things. So, it's okay if murderers aren't there, but we don't want anything else on this list where these people have rejected the standard of God. We don't want that included. So we're just going to take some white out and we're going to white over that. That's an unjust standard. It's not your privilege to be able to set that standard. Here's the very last thing on the list. Not meaning that it is the least important. Whenever I'm preaching a message, I tend to build up to the biggest point at the end. That's my preaching style. And it says, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. It is the final death. It is the final separation from the presence of God. And that is the reason. It's one of the foremost reasons that you don't want to lie. What's one of the best reasons not to lie? Because all liars will be rejected from this new heaven and new earth, and they will spend an eternity in a place they were never created to go to. And that will be a misery that there's no words to describe. I don't even think the fire and the brimstone is going to be the worst part. I think it is just going to be just a completely and totally horrific reality to try and experience. Don't make that part of your future. If lying has a stronghold in your life, ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to change your heart. Ask him to renew your mind. Ask him to control the words that you speak and to make you a messenger of truth instead of a liar. I've told you this before, and I'll remind you again. When my kids were growing up, I mean, we definitely didn't want them being murderers. I mean, killing people in our home, that just not tolerated. That's a joke. No one died in the recording of this radio program here. But if my kids lied, it was like, you don't understand the gravity of this situation. This is not something trivial. This is something that if it becomes a stronghold in your life, it will displace Jesus, and we don't want that. And so make sure that you don't treat lying trivial. Now, I will say this. A lot of people, a lot of adults train their kids to lie. The phone rings, the kid answers the phone. Is your mother there? Is your father there? And mama's shaking her head in the back, her dad shaking it. Tell them I'm not here. Tell them I'm not here. And the kid says, they said to tell you that they're not here. You know, what you have just done is taught your kid to do something that could have an effect on their eternity. Don't do it. I tell you the truth. We're going to have a great time Sunday. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
To direct my heart.